June 17th through June 23rd. Matthew chapter 27, Mark chapter 15, Luke chapter 23, and John chapter 19. It is finished. Begin your preparation by reading Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. Preferably seek to understand the needs of the children. Invite sharing. Let each child hold the pitcher from this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. While holding the pitcher, each child could share something he or she knows about how Jesus died.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 through 66, Luke chapter 23, and John chapter 19. Because Jesus died for me, I can be resurrected. Little children might be upset by the accounts of Jesus' crucifixion. Chapter 52, The Trials of Jesus, and Chapter 53, Jesus is Crucified, in New Testament Stories, pages 133 through 138, or the corresponding videos on LDS.org, provide a good model for how you might appropriately share this story with them. Possible activities. Show the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families, as you tell about Jesus' trial, crucifixion, and burial. See also Gospel Art Book numbers 57 and 58. Invite the children to share what they know about these events. Emphasize that on the third day, Jesus was resurrected, meaning that he came back to life. Ask the children to name some things their parents do for them that they cannot do for themselves. Show a picture of the Savior. Explain that because of Jesus, we can be resurrected, something we cannot do ourselves. Show a picture of someone you know who has died. Share your testimony that because of Jesus, that person will live again. Matthew chapter 27, verses 26 through 37, and Luke chapter 23, verse 34. I can forgive others as Jesus did. How will you help the children understand how to forgive those who are unkind, as Jesus did? Possible activities. Describe how the soldiers were unkind to Jesus. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 26 through 37, and then read Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Explain that when we forgive others, we let go of bad feelings toward them and show love. Share scenarios in which someone says or does something unkind. Invite the children to show how they would forgive that person. Write words or phrases from Help Me, Dear Father, in Children's Songbook, page 99, on the board. Invite the children to sing the song multiple times, erasing some words each time until they have learned the entire song. According to this song, whom should we forgive? Who can help us when forgiving is hard? Search a recent issue of The Friend or Liahona to find a story about a child who forgave someone. Share this story with the children. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 33, and verses 39 through 43. Because Jesus suffered and died for me, I can repent and be forgiven. Although children under age 8 are not yet accountable, it is important for them to start learning now how to repent of the wrong choices they make. Possible activities. Summarize Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 33, and verses 39 through 43, and point out the two thieves in picture 57 in the Gospel Art Book. Explain that when the first thief made fun of Jesus, the second thief admitted that he had done something wrong. He was beginning to repent. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 16, to the children. Why did Jesus suffer for us? Show the video, The Shiny Bicycle, on LDS.org. Explain that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ can help us fix our sins and mistakes and receive forgiveness. Let the children make chalk marks on the board to represent wrong choices. Then ask them to erase the board to represent repentance. Show a picture of the Savior and testify that we can repent because of Him. Teach the doctrine, older children. Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 through 66, Luke chapter 23, and John chapter 19. Jesus died for me because he loves me. Why are you grateful that Jesus Christ died for you? Consider how you can help the children understand the significance of the Savior's sacrifice for them. Possible activities. List key events from Matthew chapter 27, verses 11 through 66. For help doing this, see chapter 52, The Trials of Jesus, and chapter 53, Jesus is Crucified, in New Testament Stories, pages 133 through 138. Invite the children to study these verses and place the events in the correct order. Show the videos, Jesus is Condemned Before Pilate, and Jesus is Scourged and Crucified, on LDS.org. See also The Atonement on LDS.org. Why was Jesus willing to suffer for us? Ask a child to read Matthew chapter 27, verse 54, and invite the children to share things about Jesus that help them know he is the Son of God. Ask the children what they learn about the crucifixion from Behold the Great Redeemer Die in Hymns number 191 or another sacrament hymn. Matthew chapter 27, verses 26 through 37, and Luke chapter 23, verse 34. I can forgive others as Jesus did. It can be hard to forgive others. The children you teach will be blessed as they follow the Savior's example and forgive everyone. Possible activities. Invite the children to take turns reading about the soldiers being unkind to Jesus in Matthew chapter 27, verses 26 through 37, and Jesus forgiving them in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. See the insight provided by the Joseph Smith translation in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, footnote C. What do we learn from Jesus's example? Write on the board, what can you do to forgive someone who is unkind to you? Let the children take turns writing ideas on the board, such as, pray to have kind feelings toward the person, or think of something good about the person. Invite the children to draw pictures of situations in which someone is unkind and how they would forgive that person. Let them share their drawings with the class. Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 33, and verses 39 through 43. Because Jesus suffered and died for me, I can repent and be forgiven. This lesson is a good time to testify that because of Jesus Christ, we can repent of our sins and be forgiven. Possible activities. Invite a child to read Luke chapter 23, verses 32 through 33, and verses 39 through 43. Explain that the two people being crucified with Jesus were thieves. How did one of the thieves show that he was beginning to repent? Write the following sentence on the board, leaving blanks for the italicized words. I can be forgiven when I repent because of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Give the children clues to help them fill in the blanks in this phrase. Invite a child to hold a bag and fill it with small rocks as the other children name wrong choices someone could make. Help the children compare the bag to the spiritual burden we carry when we sin. How is repentance like taking rocks out of the bag? Use the article, You Can Repent and Forgive, in The Friend, August 2015, to teach the children how to repent.
Encourage learning at home. Encourage the children to think of someone they need to forgive and decide on one thing they will do to show that person that they have forgiven him or her. Improving our teaching. Learn to recognize revelation. Revelation often comes line upon line, not all at once. As you pray and ponder the scriptures and this outline, you will find that ideas and impressions can come anytime and anywhere, as you travel to work, do household chores, or interact with family and friends.